Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 3, Listening 12. You are going to hear a talk about future technology. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then, I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? One area of science that could change the world in the decades to come is nanotechnology. The idea is to make tiny robots that can be programmed to perform different functions, such as assembling into a specific shape, say a tool, or emitting light, or killing viruses. The possibilities are endless. They could make almost anything. Of course, we are many years from this happening, but already scientists are debating the risks that nanotechnology could bring. What if my nanobots were hacked, for example? Suddenly, somebody else is controlling the potentially dangerous tiny robots in my house. No thanks. In addition, just how much could we trust nanobots even when they are working? Electronic devices have a nasty habit of unexpectedly crashing, which limits their usage. Build a drone out of nanobots, for example, and the crash could be quite damaging. There are also concerns about their potential military application. They say all's fair in love and war, but using a swarm of invisible and deadly robots would be a particularly unpleasant way of fighting a battle. Nanobots could also spell the end of privacy, as they could be used as videos and microphones that can access almost anywhere due to their small size and perhaps be virtually undetectable. And if everyone had access to nanobots, that means everyone has access to weapons, since they could be assembled into any sort of firearm. Do we trust each other with this power? In the face of these worries is the incredible potential that such technology could offer. Imagine having a house made of smart material that could adapt to hot and cold weather, that could change from office to kitchen to bedroom at the push of a button. And doing so could be energy neutral, as nanobots could self-fuel through solar power. Instead of buying hundreds of products, we would only need to reuse nanobots. It would be an environmental revolution. The benefits wouldn't just be macroscopic either. Nanobots could be programmed to detect virus or cancer cells in our body and hunt them down. Diseases could become a thing of the past. New technology inevitably leads to debates about its implementation, but if the technology proves useful, we normally end up finding a way of fitting it into our lives. I suspect the same will happen with nanotechnology, as the potential applications more than make up for the risks they also bring. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you to tell me what risks and potential uses of nanotechnology the speaker identifies and if he reaches a conclusion. Are you ready? One area of science that could change the world in the decades to come is nanotechnology. The idea is to make tiny robots that can be programmed to perform different functions, such as assembling into a specific shape, say a tool, or emitting light, or killing viruses. The possibilities are endless. They could make almost anything. Of course, we are many years from this happening, but already scientists are debating the risks that nanotechnology could bring. What if my nanobots were hacked, for example? Suddenly, somebody else is controlling the potentially dangerous tiny robots in my house. No thanks. In addition, just how much could we trust nanobots even when they are working? Electronic devices have a nasty habit of unexpectedly crashing, which limits their usage. Build a drone out of nanobots, for example, and the crash could be quite damaging. There are also concerns about their potential military application. They say all's fair in love and war, but using a swarm of invisible and deadly robots would be a particularly unpleasant way of fighting a battle. Nanobots could also spell the end of privacy, as they could be used as videos and microphones that can access almost anywhere due to their small size and perhaps be virtually undetectable. And if everyone had access to nanobots, that means everyone has access to weapons, since they could be assembled into any sort of firearm. Do we trust each other with this power? In the face of these worries is the incredible potential that such technology could offer. Imagine having a house made of smart material that could adapt to hot and cold weather, that could change from office to kitchen to bedroom at the push of a button. And doing so could be energy neutral, as nanobots could self-fuel through solar power. Instead of buying hundreds of products, we would only need to reuse nanobots. It would be an environmental revolution. The benefits wouldn't just be macroscopic either. Nanobots could be programmed to detect virus or cancer cells in our body and hunt them down. Diseases could become a thing of the past. New technology inevitably leads to debates about its implementation, but if the technology proves useful, we normally end up finding a way of fitting it into our lives. I suspect the same will happen with nanotechnology, as the potential applications more than make up for the risks they also bring. Now tell me what risks and potential uses of nanotechnology the speaker identifies, and if he reaches a conclusion. You have 1 minute to talk.